This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a mortgage company? Well, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Brian Brackeen, with Fairway Independent Mortgage Team Brackeen. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Garfield?
I am well. Look, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so, mortgage business, right, for me is a family business. And my family's been doing the business now for 30 years. I'm originally from Wichita, Kansas. And if you've ever been there, beautiful place. But the winter is a little harsh, right? So I moved to Port St. Lucie, Treasure Coast area here 10 years ago. I do the business here. The rest of my family does the business there. Still one big, happy family business. Now, Garfield, that being said, you can't be a family business in the mortgage space, right? I mean, lots of very large online lenders, large banks. So we teamed up with a large national company, Fairway Independent Mortgage, and we chose them really for two reasons. Number one, they're independently held. There are no shareholders. I get recruiting calls, probably four or five a week, from large banks who do have shareholders. We're just not interested in working with them because it changes who I work for, right? If I work for a publicly traded company, then I work for the shareholders and I don't work for my borrowers. And it's a different connotation and not something that we were interested in. And that's why we teamed up with Fairway Independent Mortgage, again, independently owned and held. Excuse me. Second reason is Fairway, very large company, in the top 10 purchase lenders in the nation. So teamed up with them because they have a portfolio of products such that basically if it can be done, I can do it. Or the flip side is if I can't do it, it can't be done. So I get the benefit of working for a very large company with product offerings across the board, but I still get to operate as a family business. So that's kind of the elevator speech there.
So, Brian, I know Kansas had a little bit to do with the Super Bowl. tell us, how did you get into this business?
Yeah, so like I said, it's a family business. So, you know, I spent the first parts of my career, first 17 years in aerospace. And I worked for, they're in the news now, the Boeing company and a number of suppliers for the Boeing company for 17 years. During that period of time, I had 15 different jobs. They just kept promoting me and moving me around. And that's actually how I ended up in the Treasure Coast. I came to work for a supplier of Boeing in Stewart. And I was with that job for 3 years. We had a change of the CEO at that company, and the culture shifted when that change occurred. So I was there another year after the CEO changed, and then decided to stop doing aerospace and join the family business. And that was about 9 years ago now, joined the family business. So that's what got me into it.
Well, you touched on a little bit about Fairway being a large company and with no shareholders. But what are some of the myths and misconceptions of the mortgage industry?
You know, a couple of things, you know, that I'll talk about that happen, you know, in a transaction is typical mortgage transaction is you call somebody on the phone, a loan officer, mortgage broker, or something of that nature. Typically, you'll be on the phone with them for a couple of minutes. They'll send you to a website where you'll fill out an application. They'll call you back and they'll prescribe a loan program to you. So the typical myths or typical interactions are really very little, you know, between the customer and the loan officer. I do things quite different. We do things quite different. I never send you to a website. And if you're adamant, you want to go to a website. I've had one or two clients like that over the years, but for the most part, you know, we'll have a detailed conversation, Garfield. We'll go into detail, take the application over the phone. You get a chance to ask any questions or anything you have, you know, about the process, because for most people, you know, you don't buy a lot of houses, right, throughout your lifetime. Maybe you've had one or two experiences in the past. So each and every time you do it, you may have additional questions, or you're just at a different point in life to where the, you know, the prior deal doesn't really give you experience or lend you experience to the current deal. So you know, the biggest, I think, misconception there is that you know, we take your application and we go back in the back room and then we come out with a magic answer sometime later. And while, you know, a lot of my colleagues may operate in that manner, we certainly don't.
So, Brian, when you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, so I have two young boys. Well, one is age 12. One is almost age 8. So they keep me busy with, they do flag football. I've coached flag football for the last, for goodness, 5 years. And my boys and I are all involved in a local school with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So martial arts is also a big part of our lives.
Okay. I got a brother that's 2 years older than me. Growing up, we tore up the house. I don't know how my parents did it, but we literally tore up holes, punching, kicking the whole nine yards. But let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Yeah, you know, to me, you know, professionally, right? I mean, there's always personal stories, there's professional stories. But professional story, probably the greatest hardship I had was my last year in aerospace. Like I talked about, we had a new CEO. Garfield, I would get to work every day at 6 a.m. and I literally didn't know when I was going to come home. And I'll tell you, there was a few nights I didn't come home. I slept at the factory. I didn't sleep, actually. We worked all night and then we worked the rest of the day. And, you know, it was so hit or miss. And again, you know, I have young boys and they were even younger at that time. Very difficult to balance that kind of work life and still have a home life, which is one of the reasons that I left that industry. But that definitely was the most trying time in my professional career, was that period of time.
So you felt like you gave birth when you let that company go, huh?
It was a very, very large weight off me, you know, a very large weight. And you know, Garfield, the mortgage business, again, family business, but my educational background, I was very fortunate working for the Boeing company and other companies where they had a tremendous tuition. It wasn't even reimbursement. It was tuition they paid up front. So as long as you work full time for them, they would pay for your schooling, anything you want to do. So while I was there, I took a large, you know, advantage of that. And my first degree was in finance. I got another degree in accounting and then an MBA. The first one I paid for, but the second, the accounting degree and the MBA, my employer paid for. So huge benefit. So point being, it wasn't a large stretch to jump from aerospace to the mortgage industry because it's such a strong financial background.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit here, Brian. If that's okay, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you have a lot to say about your business, but I want you to narrow it down to one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Fairway Independent Mortgage and you know, the team, Brakeem.
Yeah, I think the biggest separator, right? I mean, if you go to mortgage companies. I'm not going to say that we don't have some niche products that other companies don't have. We certainly have that. But, you know, 80% of borrowers are going to utilize the same loan programs that most everybody has. The real difference between me and them or the way our family business runs versus your, you know, run-of-the-mill loan officer from a major bank or online lender is those folks are salespeople. That's what they do. The entire interaction is a sales pitch. If you have questions, good luck, because it's a sales pitch. That's what they do. They do sales. They don't have the knowledge and background of all the guidelines and things to the depth that they really need to. The way that we approach at Garfield is more of, I'm a consultant. I honestly don't care which loan program you pick. It doesn't matter to me. I will talk about your situation. We will take an application. We will go and process that application, and I will bring you back options, right? Which is tremendously different than the normal experience for folks. And with those options, I'll give you pros and cons. Hey, Garfield, hey, you could do option A. Here's the pros and cons. You could do option B. Here's the pros and cons. Here's my recommendation. What would you like to do? A completely different experience than most are accustomed to.
A lot of my listeners are there, and either they're themselves or family members are looking to buy a home, and they're shopping for a mortgage, and they probably have one word in their mind right now, and that's how. How can I get more information on Fairway Independent Mortgage, and specifically the team, Brett Keene?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, I think you see my website there in my name, www.iapproveFL.com. You can absolutely go there, read about us. That's my contact information. Please give me a call. Give me a phone call. I'd love to talk to you. We can talk through your specific situation. You know, some people say, hey, you know, I worked with a lender, whatever, 2-3 months ago, 6 months ago, whatever the time frame is, and they denied me. Not a problem. Give me a ring. We'll work through it. Right. The answer from us is never no. It might be not right now, but here's the steps we need to do so that we can turn that around and be approved in the future. And we'll even put timeframes to that. Right. So that really is the biggest difference. And again, you know, I would talk to people, or what I would say to people is, if you want to purchase, give me a ring. We'll build a plan.
Is there a number you'd like to share?
Sure. My number, you can reach me on 316-734-6856. So the 316 throwback to my Wichita roots. We kept the same number all these years.
Listen, Brian, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.